We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Well, good morning and welcome, everybody. It's the New York State Class D Girls Basketball Semifinals live from Hudson Valley Community College in Troy. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski again this weekend. Hannah B. will be here keeping stats for us. And it's the Butler Auto pregame show here as the Oxford girls are the lone team left in our WCDO coverage area. They take on Notre Dame Bishop Gibbons today from Section 2 in the semifinal. The winner will take on Hammond, a team from Section 10. They won earlier in the 9 o'clock semifinal, and they look like a very solid team for sure. Again, it's the Butler Auto tip-off show. Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area. Plus, they have local rentals. And remember, no matter your credit situation, Butler Auto will get you financed on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Coach, great to have you back. I gave you some time off for different reasons last week. We can joke about that later, but nice to be back here. I know you've spent many a weekend here at Hudson Valley over your time playing and as a coach, and has to feel good for you to be back here.
Yeah, kind of a return to some my old stomping grounds. And not only did I have an opportunity to play in this building as a high school athlete, but then had an opportunity to come back and help the Oneonta High School girls on multiple occasions as an assistant coach here. So it's a beautiful venue. Really excited for the game tonight, and hope it's a well-played game on both sides.
We are going to take a 60-second break. We'll come back and talk some more about Oxford and Bishop Gibbons here today, the state semifinals on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, everybody. The Butler Auto tip-off show this morning. The Oxford girls are here in the state semifinals for the first time since 2003, a real special team back in those days under head coach Brad Aldrich, who's been around the local game for a long time. So great to see Oxford back here today. We're going to recognize several special sponsors throughout today's broadcast, and if the girls win tomorrow, they would play in the championship game at 10 a.m., so we would be talking about our sponsors then as well. But they include Stonehouse Automotive in Oxford, Bassett Healthcare, Chapman's Apple Orchard of Oxford, the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, and SFCU, Sydney Federal Credit Union. So, Coach, when you get to this level, you know, a lot of excitement. You're maybe staying over in a hotel, and it's more than just your regular high school basketball game. When you've been here before in your coaching days, how do you approach that with your team and these young athletes?
Well, I think you want them to enjoy it and recognize that this is a special moment in their high school career, but you also don't want the stage and the moment to get too big. So I think you kind of stress on, hey, we're going to go and we're going to have a good time, but we're also here to play a basketball game. So, you know, yes, we're staying in a hotel. We're not staying in our houses like we normally would. We're kind of far away from home, but we're here to play basketball, and the gym is maybe a little bigger, but, I mean, this is no bigger than the arena or some college facilities that I'm sure teams have played at. So you want to enjoy it and recognize the moment, but then when you get between the lines, it's time to play basketball.
I was thinking just the other day when I was talking with Craig at the station, we've been so lucky over my time at WCDO. I started in 2014. I've had a chance to come to Hudson Valley every year. We've had a girls' team make the Final Four every year that I've had my job at WCDO, and I just feel so lucky. It's so fun to come up here and get a chance to watch not only teams from our section but across the state in one venue. A really special time, and you know, as we look out in the crowd here, we've seen Bob Conway from BG. I've seen Todd Bruce from Delhi. Kurt Ernsbeck is here doing some Section 4 stuff, but his Harpersville girls teams were here. I mean, just a really fun collection of people. You get to walk around and see everybody in one place. I really enjoy that.
Yeah, and this is a really nice facility, and I think it's kind of centrally located a bit for most of the state. And to have all the teams here and to watch all the games from AA all the way down to D, it's a pretty exciting weekend and some great basketball.
What we know about this Notre Dame-Bishop Gibbons team, a team coming out of Section 2, they have two main players that we'll be keeping an eye on today, Angelina Dietz as well as Mia Wiley. Those are the two players that we've identified as being super talented here for this Notre Dame-Bishop Gibbons team. We've been told by some of our sources throughout the area that they're a team that it has some size. Obviously, out here, I would say they certainly do. They maybe don't like to get out and run as much as Oxford does. Coach, I'm wondering if we'll see a similar style as when Oxford played Cherry Valley Springfield. They really kind of used their defense to their advantage that day.
Yeah, and just watching them warm up and then reading the information that we were able to get about Notre Dame Bishop Gibbons, I immediately, as the coach, said, oh, this sounds like a game plan that could be very similar to how they played Cherry Valley Springfield. I think they're going to have to get out and make the game a full-court game. I think they're going to need to get out and transition. They're going to need to cause some turnovers. They're also going to need to do a really good job on both ends of the floor on the glass, as Notre Dame Bishop Gibbons has some definite height. Both guards are close to 6 feet. They have a 6'1 player and a 6'3 player. So watching them warm up, they looked very similar to me to Cherry Valley Springfield in their size. I think Cherry Valley Springfield might have some better outside shooters, so that could be a strategy as well. Hey, let's see if they can make an outside shot. Notre Dame Bishop Gibbons will have a little bit of an advantage, though. This is a Section 2 venue, so being a Section 2 kid, I do know that this is where the girls play their sectional, I believe, semifinals and finals. So Notre Dame Bishop Gibbons has been in the facility before and played a game here before, whereas this will be Oxford's first time out on the floor.
Yeah, it can certainly go a long way. Sometime it's, you know, like when States for the Boys was in Section 4 down in Binghamton, everybody just felt a little bit more at home, I think, during those years. But we'll see how Oxford fights off the nerves in the early going today. We're going to take a break here on the Butler Auto pregame show, but again, some special sponsors that are here to support the Oxford girls include the Behe Funeral Home in Oxford, Morabito Gresham Insurance, Faber's Home and Kitchens in Oxford, as well as JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge and DTC, Delhi Telephone Company. We'll take a break. We'll come back and get you set. Oxford girls in the state semifinals this morning, taking on Notre Dame Bishop Gibbons from up here in Section 2. And we'll be back on WCDO.
Experience financial freedom. Consolidate your debt into one low monthly payment with SFCU.
We have consolidation loan rates as low as 8.74% APR.
Now is the best time to consolidate your personal loans from other financial institutions and higher rate credit cards into one low monthly payment.
With fewer bills to pay, juggling debt becomes easier and saves you money.
So become financially free with a consolidation loan from SFCU. Rates as low as 8.74% APR.
Apply online at sfcuonline.org or visit one of our 10 convenient locations.
Federally insured by NCUA. Approval based on creditworthiness. SFCU. Banking easier.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And with the arrival of spring, Barnard's has what you need for your lawn and garden, including vegetable and flower seeds, plant markers and starter kits, garden tools, rakes, hoses, grass seed, potting soil, weed blocker, and much more. The paint room is stocked with quality Valspar paints and exterior cabinet stains. Barnard's sells nails and screws by the pound, and they feature locally made Windy Acres maple syrup, maple mustard, and maple barbecue sauce, too. This spring, visit Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
And fishermen, Barnard's has fishing poles, line, lures, hooks, sinkers, tackle boxes, and more.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. The Butler Auto pregame show live from Hudson Valley Community College today here in Troy. The Oxford girls are in the New York State Class D girls basketball semifinals. Coach, what a crowd here for Oxford. They've traveled very well up here to Hudson Valley.
Yeah, the bleachers here, like if, for those of you at home, like I would say the side bleachers behind the benches and the press row is about the size of Oneonta State's bleachers, maybe a little smaller. But Oxford is opposite the benches, and they pretty much have the entire bleacher packed. So this is what high school basketball is all about, the community coming out to support their team.
All right, we're going to run you through some starters here. First for Notre Dame, Bishop Gibbons. Their mascot is the Golden Knights. Head coach is Patrick Moran. They start with junior number 2, Angelina Dietz. She's one of the players to watch today. Junior number 4, Cora Giacino. A junior number 10, Autumn Davis. A junior number 23, Maya Wiley, and a sophomore number 31, Molly Moran. On the other side for Chris Palmer and his Oxford Academy Blackhawks, a senior number 2, Kyla Kelsey. A senior number 3, Maddie Barrows. Of course, she's the one that makes it all go for Oxford. A senior number 10, Ella Kelsey. A junior number 12, Ava Benjamin. And a sophomore number 30, Tegan Mann Warren. We're going to pause for a 30-second break. When we come back, we'll have tip-off between Oxford and Notre Dame Bishop Gibbons, the state Final Four here today on WCDO.
I bet you didn't know that you may be eligible to join Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. If you have children enrolled and attending school in Chenango, Delaware, or Otsego County, or if you have an immediate family member who is currently a member, you are eligible. Contact the office today to see how you can take advantage of the many benefits of membership at Shandello Federal Credit Union, where our rates on savings are competitive and our loan rates are the same for all of our qualified members. One size fits all. Visit them at 114 Main Street, Franklin.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back. We're set for tip-off. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you today on WCDO. Also on WCDOsports.com, our free audio web stream is brought to you by SFCU. Hannah Bonskowski, our WCDO intern, is here doing the stats today. Oxford is going to be in the white uniforms with the black and the red trim, says Oxford in red lettering across the front of the uniform. And Bishop Gibbons, coach, what would you say? It's kind of a maroon?
Yeah, I would say a maroon.
A maroon with a gold trim is what I would say. And they win the opening tip, and they bring it right down and score there with Autumn Davis, I believe, on the rebound to put it up and in. And a 2-0 lead as we're underway. Bishop Gibbons gets the early one. Here's Maddie Barrows to the interior. Lost control of the ball. It was thrown out of bounds. Last touched by the Golden Knights. It'll stay with Oxford.
Looks like Notre Dame Bishop Gibbons opens here in a 3-2 zone.
And how will they handle guarding at Madeline Barrows? That'll be interesting to see. Oxford looking to get it in. They go to Ella Kelsey. And now they'll look to reverse to the near side for Kyla Kelsey. Takes it to the interior. Oh, it just rolls off the back of the rim. She is fouled and will head to the line. 30 seconds in, 2-0 lead for Bishop Gibbons here over Oxford.
That was good patience, though, by Oxford on our first possession. Good ball movement, good head fake, and a drive to the basket.
And first foul shot of the morning is up and good here for Kyla Kelsey, who was so key the last couple of weeks and throughout the sectional tournament and then last week in the regional win over Smithtown Christian. She goes 2-for-2 at the line. So it's a 2-2 ball game here in the first 30 seconds of the state semifinals. Oxford showing some full court press, and Bishop Gibbons able to break it, and then a foul going back down the floor going to be on Kyla Kelsey, as driving to the hoop there was Mia Wiley for Bishop Gibbons.
She just bumped her just a little bit. I thought that was really good defense. I thought she kind of cut the angle off, kept her hands straight up, but there was a little bit of body contact.
Wiley to the line. First shot is good, and Bishop Gibbons certainly looks comfortable on this floor here to start off. As we said, they played some of their sectional games here earlier in the season. And the second shot is up and good for Wiley. So that makes it Notre Dame Bishop Gibbons 4 and Oxford 2, 30 seconds into the first quarter. Barrows down the right side of the floor, passes into the corner for Man Warren. Dishing one off now to Ella Kelsey. Drive on the right baseline, gets double teamed, kicks one back out to Man Warren. To the far side, Barrows. College range 3 is up and good for Madeline Barrows. That's a great start for her.
Yeah, great ball movement and execution there by Oxford.
We call that the Logan Bruce spot over there. It's where she hit her shot in the championship game to send it to overtime when Delhi won back in 2018. So Oxford leads 5-4 over Bishop Gibbons. Here's a 3 in the corner. It buckles off the side of the rim. Rebound for Man Warren. And Oxford will bring it down the left side of the floor. 6:45 to go, first quarter. A backdoor pass for Ella Kelsey, just missing the shot. Kelsey gets her own rebound. Back out, Maddie Barrows. 3, left it short. Rebound, Kyla Kelsey. Her shot is off to the right of the rim, but another rebound here for the Blackhawks. They keep it alive. Man Warren back out, reloading here for Maddie Barrows, and she hits it. Madeline Barrows now with 6 points.
Great possession there for Oxford.
And it's Oxford 8 and Bishop Gibbons 4 with 6:20 to go in the first quarter. And then the Golden Knights threw it away. Oxford's going to get it back here.
Yeah, nice adjustment by Oxford there. The first time they full-court pressed, Notre Dame Bishop Gibbons threw long. This time, Kayla Kelsey was there to kind of make the pass go out of bounds.
Here is Ella Kelsey. Gets into the paint, and a runner is too strong off the glass. Ball loose on the floor. We're going to have a jump ball with 6:10 to go in the first quarter. Oxford leading 8-4 here in the state semifinals. And some other special sponsors today include New York State Assemblyman Joe Angelino and Bartles Pharmacy in Oxford. Blackhawks will look to get it in on the baseline to the left of the hoop. Again, they're going left to right in the early going. Here is Kelsey with a shot in the corner. It's short. Rebound here for Bishop Gibbons. Boy, they're looking to run fast, but out of control here, and a steal by Madeline Barrows at midcourt for Oxford. Left side of the floor now for Madeline. Little dribble drive. Floater for Madeline, won't go down. Off the front of the rim, a rebound underneath there by Wiley of Bishop Gibbons.
It's a good move by Madeline, but just a little short on that pull-up jumper.
5:45 to go, first quarter. Oxford 8, Bishop Gibbons 4. Baseline drive here for the Golden Knights is up and good for Angelina Dietz, her first bucket of the morning. Makes it Oxford 8 and Bishop Gibbons 6 with 5.5 to go in the first quarter. Bounce pass to Ella Kelsey. She steps in and traveled as she tried to set up for that three-pointer. Goes back to Bishop Gibbons.
And Bishop Gibbons has already changed defenses. I don't know if they rotate between a 3-2 and a 2-3, but that possession there, they were in a 2-3 zone defense.
And so the Golden Knights will inbound the basketball. And Oxford showing some full-court pressure here, trying to make things tough. Bishop Gibbons is able to beat it. Angelina Dietz down the floor and is fouled on a reach-in by Ella Kelsey with 5:23 to go in this first quarter. Looks like Oxford not afraid to go with the full court there, Coach.
Yeah, and every time Notre Dame Bishop Gibbons has tried to beat it, they've tried to throw over the top. So it'll be interesting to see. A lot of times if a team is pressing you like that and they're throwing over the top, the defense will put like a center fielder. So whoever's taking the ball out of bounds, their defender will come back to prevent that, you know, long pass. So we'll see if Oxford makes that adjustment.
Dietz at the line here misses the first one for Bishop Gibbons. So with 5:23 to go in the first quarter, it's Oxford 8, Bishop Gibbons 6. Second shot for Dietz at the line is good. So Angelina Dietz with 3 points. To start things off for Bishop Gibbons, it's a one-point game. Oxford leads 8-7 early in the first quarter. Ella Kelsey, another traveling violation on the right side. Turnover for Oxford. And this one's going to go back again to Notre Dame Bishop Gibbons. Nate Lowell, Greg Bonskowski with you here on WCDO. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Some more of our special sponsors include the Delaware National Bank of Delhi, Canal Street Hardware of Oxford, and Circle of Life Ambulette of Hobart. Some of our SK sponsors were nice enough to stay on and help us out the rest of the way here for the girls' Final Four. And here is Bishop Gibbons with the ball in the paint. They go to Wiley again. Hard move down low, but her shot was too strong. The rebound is loose. Wiley gets it back, muscles it up, and pours it in there for Mia Wiley.
Yeah, relentless on the boards there for Notre Dame Bishop Gibbons.
And so Oxford now trailing 9-8 with 4:45 to go in the first quarter from Hudson Valley here in the state Final Four. Pass to the interior. Barrows kicks one back out. Long two is up and good for Ava Benjamin. And she was able to hit that shot from the right corner. And she said she got hit on the arm, too, but didn't get the call.
And you see Oxford has put somebody back on a center field here.
Now a steal by Barrows on the inbounds and hits a long two. So Madeline with 8 points is able to hit that shot. And Oxford pumps their lead up to 12-9 with 4:10 to go in the first quarter. Notre Dame Bishop Gibbons down the floor to the right side. Onto the baseline. And a shot from the interior is no good. And Naomi Smith is able to grab that rebound. Outlet pass to Madeline Barrows. Down the right side of the floor she comes. Madeline steps up for a deep three from straight away, just a little short. And then it bounced out of bounds, but off of the Golden Knights. And will stay with Oxford.
So what Oxford has done on their press is the people that are guarding Notre Dame Bishop Gibbons forwards or inside players have kind of backed off a little to be the center fielder. So good adjustment by Oxford.
3:50 to go in the first quarter. Oxford 12, Bishop Gibbons 9 here in the state Final Four. Here is Man Warren with a little drive, left it short, and a rebound underneath by Bishop Gibbons as they go right to left. They bring it down the left side of the floor. Here's Wiley with another tough drive. Her shot was no good, and she is fouled by Ella Kelsey. And that's going to be her second, and the Oxford fans telling the Zebra crew here they're not a fan of that shot, of that call there, I should say. And so looks like Ella Kelsey to the bench. And so the reserves are going to have to step up big here for Oxford. Looks like Abby Denz will be in, as here is Wiley at the line. She misses the first foul shot. 3:37 to go in the first. Oxford leads 12-9. Second shot coming at the line here for Mia Wiley, and she hits it. So Wiley now with 5 points. And it's 12-10 with 3.5 to go in this first quarter. Madeline Barrows with the ball as Oxford goes left to right. Now to Denz, onto the right side for Tegan Manwaren. Good baseline drive, kicks it across for Denz through her legs there and out of bounds. She couldn't hold on to that hot potato, and it goes back to Bishop Gibbons.
Oxford's going to pull off the full court press here. Looks like they're going to go to a zone, a little extended 2-3 zone.
3:15 to go in the first quarter. A 2-point lead for the Oxford Blackhawks, 12-10 over Bishop Gibbons from Section 2. Here are the Golden Knights. Wiley to the high post. A pull-up jumper here for Bishop Gibbons is off the mark. A rebound underneath. They grab it. Third opportunity is up and good as they're able to finish from in close to make it a 12-12 game. With 2:50 to go in this first quarter, Madeline Barrows down to the right side. Straightaway three here for Kyla Kelsey is good. She's able to hit that from downtown, and Kelsey now has 5 points. And it's Oxford 15 and Bishop Gibbons 12 with 2.5 to go in the first quarter. Crimson Knights trying to answer. A three from Dietz is off the mark, and a rebound underneath by Ava Benjamin. Outlet pass to Madeline Barrows down the left side of the floor. Into the left corner. Ball was stripped away there from Manwaren. Wiley shot out of a cannon back down the left side of the floor. Tried to go coast to coast and misses the layup. And Barrows is able to Windex the glass and grab that rebound.
Good defense there by Oxford. They never really gave her the angle to get to the hoop to make the layup off the glass.
2:05 to go in the first quarter. Barrows from way downtown. Rattled in and out. But a rebound for the Blackhawks and then a foul underneath on Bishop Gibbons. With 2:01 to go in the first. And Oxford leads 15-12. Looks like both teams going to the bench now with 2:01 to go here in the first, so we'll see some new faces. And this is something that's helped Oxford throughout the season, is that they've been able to use that bench. They can go 8 or 9 deep. They'll work it into Barrows in the left corner. Now to Kyla Kelsey, down low for Finch. A jumper for her is off the mark, and a rebound for Wiley underneath for the Golden Knights. And 1:50 to go in this first quarter. Oxford 15 and Bishop Gibbons 12. Golden Knights with the basketball. Top of the key for Wiley. Reversing into the corner now for Jacino. Back out to Wiley to the high post. A long jumper here. Too strong. Rebound for Wiley. Up off the glass. Yes. Boy, she's tough on the interior.
Yeah, they got to find a way to prevent her providing Notre Dame Bishop Gibbons with those second chance opportunities.
Davis with the miss, and then Wiley was able to clean it up. Finch back to the right side, and she hits it. Jossie Finch from downtown on the right side. She was huge a couple of weeks ago against Cherry Valley as well. Coming up big off the bench, and it's Oxford 18, Bishop Gibbons 14 as we hit a minute to go in this first quarter. Steele now on the left side of the floor, almost taken away by Oxford, but Bishop Gibbons is able to hold on at the last second. Baseline drive is rolled out of bounds, going to stay with the Crimson Knights with 54 seconds to go in this first quarter. Oxford 18 and Bishop Gibbons 14.
I like the zone defense here for Oxford because it's limiting Notre Dame Bishop Gibbons' opportunities to drive to the basket. It kind of has extra defenders there close to the basket.
High scoring here in the first quarter, Coach.
Yeah.
Crimson Knights will look to get it in. It's tapped away. And will once again stay here with Bishop Gibbons.
I think Oxford feels right at home. I think they have four threes.
Yeah, they've been shooting very well from the outside. Barrows with two threes to start the game certainly helped. Oh, and now a steal by Barrows on the inbounds by Bishop Gibbons. Looking to run ahead for Finch. And she's able to hit Finch from down low on a great pass there from Barrows.
Yeah, it almost looked like that was going to be too far, but great hustle by Finch and under control puts it up and in.
Oxford 20, Bishop Gibbons 14. 30 seconds to go in this first quarter. Bishop Gibbons to the high post. It's tapped away. And now we'll have a jump ball at the right elbow. Just want to mention some more special sponsors, including Canal Street Hardware of Oxford, UHS Shenango Memorial Hospital of Norwich, UHS Delaware Valley Hospital in Walton, and Shindello Federal Credit Union of Franklin. Bishop Gibbons will get it in. We're down to 30 seconds to go in the first quarter, and the Oxford girls lead 20-14. Right side of the floor, and a pull-up jumper here for Bishop Gibbons is good. They were able to roll that in there with Tatum Levero. She's able to get it to go.
Oxford can hold for one shot.
10 seconds left. Here is Barrows on the right side. She's stripped of the basketball, pulls it back down to the interior here. Naomi Smith, turnaround shot is blocked with 4 seconds left, and she's going to get a chance to go to the line. So Naomi Smith, good move down low, good strong move, gets fouled.
Yeah, and this little scoring spurt here by Oxford is allowing Coach Palmer to feel comfortable leaving Ella Kelsey on the bench there with the two fouls. So that's a positive for Oxford.
Smith cannot get the first shot to go, second one coming. Yeah, you would think that that's a big loss in the first quarter with Ella Kelsey having those two fouls, but they've had a really nice contribution off the bench by several players. Smith goes 0 for 2. Rebound goes to Barrows, and she is fouled on the right corner as she had a jumper with 1 second left. Costly mistake there by Bishop Gibbons.
Yeah, that's a head-scratcher for Bishop Gibbons. Like, you got to come up with that rebound there.
In all the reading I did on Bishop Gibbons, you know, this game is far from over, obviously, as Barrows is here at the line, and she gets the first one to go. Barrows has 9 points. They are a team that is a second-half team, so if Oxford gets a little lead, could be interesting to see how things go down the stretch. Barrows hits both. 10 for Barrows in the early going. And Oxford leads 22-16, and that's going to do it for the first quarter. Great start for the Blackhawks here in the state semifinals. Championship games tomorrow, and Oxford gets a good start here in the semi. They lead 22-16 on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Beware the Ides of March.
But you don't have to worry at Jerry's Inn in Bainbridge. They're celebrating all March long. Reuben's will be on the menu for the entire month, and every Saturday night will feature a pasta special. Every bun on the menu can be replaced with a fresh bagel from Everything Bagelry. Jerry's Inn is open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Sunday and is a great place for family dining. Come enjoy Jerry's iconic hometown atmosphere with a delicious, diverse menu. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge. Jerry's Inn is celebrating St. Patrick's Day, March 17th and 18th, with a corned beef dinner special both days. And remember, Reubens are served all March long.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
So the Oxford girls lead Notre Dame Bishop Gibbons 22-16 after the opening quarter. Great start here for the Blackhawks. Madeline Barrows buries 10 points for Oxford Academy to start things off in the second quarter. And now a turnover by the Blackhawks here, unfortunately, is going to give it back to Bishop Gibbons. I missed that, Coach. Was that a backcourt violation?
Yeah, it was a backcourt violation, but Bishop Gibbons deflected the ball, but I don't think it went all the way into the backcourt, and then Oxford went and grabbed it in the backcourt. That's why I think it was over and back. I don't think Bishop Gibbons ever had possession of it.
And so the Crimson Knights will have the basketball here, again, going right to left. The baseline drive here for Bishop Gibbons is intercepted by Madeline Barrows. Down the right side of the floor for Barrows. Stops, wants a straightaway three, and leaves it a little short, and the rebound is scooped up here by Bishop Gibbons, but they stepped out of bounds. So it's going to stay with Oxford. Boy, Barrows is just not afraid to pull the trigger today.
No, and the ones that all have looked pretty much online from our angle, but the ones that she's missed, she's kind of drifted a little bit on her shot. Instead of going straight up and down, she's kind of drifted either to the left or the right.
I will say that whenever we're here at Hudson Valley, our view is a little different. We have kind of a corner side view here today, and we're up top in the press box, so it's a little different view for us. Oxford with the basketball early in the second quarter, leading 22-16 in the state final four. Madeline Barrows shifts one over to the far side. Barrows gets it back into the black paint here, and her floater rolls off the back of the rim, and a rebound for Bishop Gibbons, and then a foul on the rebound on Oxford with 7:18 to go in this second quarter. Trying to see who that foul was on
there. They called it on Madeline.
Okay, so that's the first personal foul on Madeline. With 7:15 to go here in the second quarter. And here come the Crimson Knights again in the maroon uniforms with the gold trim. Good defense by Oxford, taking Manwaren with the steal. Passing one ahead for Abby Denz, a breakaway layup. She missed it. Ball out of bounds going back to the Crimson Knights, and Denz will want that one back for Oxford.
Yeah, good defense by Oxford there. Just kind of rushed the layup a little bit. Didn't get as good of an angle as I think she would have liked, but Oxford's off to a good start.
The defense seems similar to that as they played against Cherry Valley. Again, we were calling them mosquitoes that day. They were certainly pesky. But here's a three to answer for Bishop Gibbons as one of their good players, Angelina Dietz, hits it from the left wing side. And it's 22-19 now, and then a turnover by Oxford is going to give it back to the Crimson Knights with 6:40 to go in the second quarter. So a good start here in this second frame for Bishop Gibbons. Oxford had the lead, but the Crimson Knights are chipping away at it here. To the high post, and now a reach-in foul, it looks like, here on the Blackhawks. And that's going to be on Barrows, her second with 6.5 to go in the second quarter. And what's Coach Palmer going to do here? Looks like he will leave her in. When you get to this stage, Coach, do you just have to trust your players at this point?
You have to know the player, but, yes, I think you just have to trust them. And it's not like you're going to be back here again, you know, next week or next year. You never know when you're going to get this opportunity again.
And a pass down low for Bishop Gibbons. A shot is missed, and Madeline Barrows scoops up a rebound. We'll have full stats during our Marabito Energy Products halftime report, as Barrows has gotten a ton of rebounds so far as well. Barrows fouled as she takes it to the left wing side, to the hoop. So a foul here on Notre Dame Bishop Gibbons. That's going to be on Jacino, and her third personal for Bishop Gibbons. So 6:15 to go in the second quarter. Oxford 22, Bishop Gibbons 19. Pass to the interior here for Kyla Kelsey. Rolls off the back of the rim. Wouldn't go down, but she will go to the line. Actually, no, Naomi Smith with that shot for the Blackhawks, and she will step to the line. Some more special sponsors include Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria in Oxford and Sydney, Lasting Impression Landscape in Hobart, Sportsfield Specialties in Delhi, and Stonehouse Automotive in Oxford. Timeout on the floor. We'll step away. 6:08 to go in the second quarter. Oxford 22, Bishop Gibbons 19 in the state final four on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists. Twin Valley is located on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. 300 Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood, a division of Quality Hardwoods.
your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
6:08 to go in the second quarter. Out of the timeout, Naomi Smith to the line for the Oxford Blackhawks, and her first shot is up and good. Nate Lull and Greg Bonskowski with you here. We'll take you the rest of the way today. Winner of this will get Hammond from Section 10, who looked very, very impressive in the other morning semifinal here for Class D. Barrows gets a rebound off the missed shot by Smith on her second opportunity. Now Barrows to the line, who has a quick 10 points already here. Did you get to watch much of that Hammond game, Coach? They were impressive.
They were impressive. I only saw like maybe half of the third quarter and the fourth quarter, but they looked pretty athletic. They had some size. They had some guards that could shoot the ball from the perimeter, and they looked like they got after it.
Barrows hits the first shot at the line, so she now has 11 points, and she hits the second. So Barrows with 12, and Oxford leads Bishop Gibbons 25-19 with 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. So they've ballooned that lead back up a little bit. Bishop Gibbons to the right side of the floor. Little baseline drive now for Wiley to the left low block. Lost control of it. Finch with a steal here for Oxford. Oh, they threw away the outlet pass, though. They were trying to find Madeline. Little miscommunication. Oxford will want that one back as the Crimson Knights will grab it.
I almost wonder if she saw the official and thought, because that was in the direction of the official. I've had that happen to a couple of my players through the years where they just see that blur out of the corner of their eye and try to make a pass, and it's the official.
Bishop Gibbons will get it in. Oxford leading 25-19. 5:40 to go in the second quarter. An interior pass is taken away. And again, the pesky defense here by Oxford has paid off so far in this first half from Hudson Valley. Barrows down the right wing side. They try to go to the high post for Smith. Back to Barrows. Dials up a three. Left it a little short. And the rebound is scooped up by Angelina Dietz here for Bishop Gibbons. Had her pocket picked from behind, rolled out of bounds, but will stay with the Crimson Knights. 5:18 to go in the second quarter. Oxford 25, Bishop Gibbons 19. Some other special sponsors today include Bassett Healthcare, Chapman's Apple Orchard of Oxford, and the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney. Again, a great crowd support. I don't think there's anybody left in Oxford today. They're all here watching this basketball game. A three by Dietz in the corner on the out-of-bounds play, and that's the second time she's hit from deep. And Angelina Dietz has 9 points for Bishop Gibbons. It's 25-22. Kyla Kelsey tries a three of her own in the right corner. No. Rebound for Ella Kelsey. She lost control of it out-of-bounds and back to the Crimson Knights. So Oxford leads by three with 5 minutes to go in the second quarter, 25-22.
And both of those threes by Dietz have come from the left side of the court, so Blackhawks should have pay attention to that.
Bishop Gibbons with the basketball. Left side of the floor. Trying to set up shop. They float one back to Dietz. Oxford watching her carefully. Pass to the interior. And Wiley with a good step through move, but she missed the layup. And a rebound for Kyla Kelsey of Oxford. Down the floor with Ella Kelsey playing with those two fouls. Takes it into the teeth of the defense and gets a little runner to go from about 8 feet out.
Good aggressive move, especially with those two fouls.
First bucket of the afternoon, or the morning, I should say, for Ella Kelsey. With 4:15 to go in the second quarter, Oxford 27, Bishop Gibbons 22. Ball rolls out of bounds on the in front of the Oxford bench on the far side. It'll stay with Bishop Gibbons. And they've changed, if you've been here before, they changed where the benches are this year. They've flip-flopped the media tables on the near side, benches on the far side, and we were told, Coach, that the Albany women were playing here this year, and they wanted the benches on the far side, so they switched it. It's got to be weird for you. The benches have always been on this side. As
yes.
A steal here for Oxford.
Yep. When I came in, that was the first thing I noticed. So what the benches doing over there?
Layup here for Oxford is good. As Kyla Kelsey got behind the defense, they found her, and she has 7 points. And Oxford has ballooned this up to a 29-22 lead over Bishop Gibbons with 3:50 to go in the second quarter. Spin move for Wiley. Down to the low block. Her shot is short, but she was fouled here by Kyla Kelsey. She's pleading her case here. I think the Oxford players may be struggling with the physicality. What do you think, Coach?
I think they're just a little bit unhappy with the call there. And I think if they would just slide their feet, they could possibly, the young lady at the line for Bishop Gibbons goes to the basket really hard, I think they might be able to pick up a charge. So that's something we can look for in the rest of this half and in the second half.
Yeah, Mia Wiley at the line missed the first shot. Has 7 points, and she's played very physical down low. Has a tough style. Goes 0 for 2 at the line. Another rebound for Madeline Barrows with 3:45 to go in the second quarter. Barrows to the left side. Wants a screen. Gets it. Dishes off a chest pass into the far corner for Finch. Does she have another one? Yes! Finch from downtown, and she's got 8 points. Huge contribution off the bench, and it's 32-22 with 3.5 to go in the second quarter. Dietz trying to answer for Bishop Gibbons. No. Rebound for Kyla Kelsey. And into the safe hands of Madeline Barrows. Across the Vikings logo at midcourt here at Hudson Valley as Oxford goes left to right. Ella Kelsey steps in. A jumper rolls off the far side of the rim. Rebound for Wiley of Bishop Gibbons. No float one ahead now for Dietz. Front of the scorer's table on the right side as we hit 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Pass to the high post. Now to the right baseline. Good defense by Oxford. And back to the right elbow, and a shot is up and good here for Molly Moran. Makes it 32-24 as Bishop Gibbons cashes in there with 2:45 to go in the second quarter. Barrows waltzes down the left side of the floor for Oxford. Again, as they go left to right, they're in the white with the red and the black trim here today. Barrows calling for the ball. Left side three is buckled off the right side of the rim. A rebound for Ava Benjamin. Back out to Barrows. Drives into the paint, and then a foul here as Barrows tried to take it to the rim at the left elbow. Madeline burning them from the outside, but showing she can get to the hoop too.
Yeah, that was a good move. And one thing that I noticed there on that possession, when they did a little pass to the wing, and then Madeline went and set a ball screen, and then they brought the ball back up to the top, they have to look right away back to that corner because the defense rotates, and you got an open shot from the wing. It eventually got back there. But if they looked right away, she was open immediately for a shot.
So Barrows will step to the line here with 2:25 to go in the second quarter. And Oxford leading Bishop Gibbons 32-24. For all you Section 4 fans, the Union Springs girls will be playing directly after this game. I know that ESPN Ithaca will be carrying that game. I'll probably stick around and do some Twitter updates as well. As always fun to see some local teams this time of the year playing here in the Final Four. And Coach Palmer having a word with the officials here at midcourt with 2:24 to go in the second. I think he wanted to double-check something here. He's all smiles, so must be he's not that upset. And Oxford will be doing the inbounding to the left of the hoop. They'll work one in to Kyla Kelsey. Pump fakes. Gets to the foul line. Back to Barrows. A three is good. Boy, that looked good from the minute it left her fingertips. Barrows has 15 now.
And on that one, again, she went straight up and straight down, didn't drift. Nice shot, good pass, good kick out there.
And then the Crimson Knights dribble it out of bounds off of a leg. Oxford will get it back, and they lead 35-24 with 2:07 to go in the second quarter. And it's all Blackhawks right now. Barrows with 15 points. Right side of the floor. Here's Finch, who's been magical off the bench. Fires up a shot, missed it, got her own rebound, though, then tied up. And a jump ball is going to give it back to Bishop Gibbons here with a 1:58 to go in the second quarter. And a full timeout's going to be taken here by Bishop Gibbons, so we'll step away. 1:58 to go in the first half. Oxford 35, Bishop Gibbons 24. We'll be back on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Mallinckrodt Pharmaceuticals of Hobart is a proud supporter of high school basketball on WCDO. Mallinckrodt wishes great success to our local teams in the Tri-County area. We also offer numerous full and part-time employment opportunities for Tri-County area residents and beyond. To learn more, visit Mallinckrodt.com. Mallinckrodt cheers on our local teams and local athletes in all sports and is happy to sponsor live basketball game coverage on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Oxford 35, Notre Dame Bishop Gibbons 24 with 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. Live here from Hudson Valley Community College in Troy. It's the state semifinals for Class D girls. It's been a magical run for Oxford this season. They're looking to continue it to the state finals tomorrow. A steal now by Oxford. Out of the timeout, Bishop Gibbons tried to float a pass to the inside, and Kyla Kelsey was able to grab it. Left side now for the Blackhawks as they go left to right. They go to Madeline Barrows straight away, looking up at the hoop with 90 seconds left in the half. Barrows with a little spin move. Floater for Maddie is good, and she's got 17.
Really nice move there.
And Madeline Barrows has come to play today, 17 in the first half, and Oxford leads 37-24. Pass to the interior. They're going for Wiley. I believe the reach in, yes, on Madeline Barrows, her third. Oh, that's a heartbreaker here late in the second quarter, Coach.
Yeah, that one you just want her to, you know, let the girl catch the ball in the post. If she scores, you know, the worst is it's 37-26. Now she's out for the last minute and could become a factor in the second half.
Yeah, Madeline now with three fouls here for Oxford, and she has those 17 points. Steal by the Blackhawks. Here is Abby Den. With 1:05 to go in the second quarter, Oxford leading 37-24 here in the state semifinals. Left side of the floor here for the Blackhawks. They go to Man Warren. Far side for Finch. Lost control of it, out of bounds, and going back to the Crimson Knights. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a few minutes. And a reminder of some other special sponsors. Behee Funeral Home in Oxford, Mirabito Gresham Insurance, Faber's Home and Kitchens in Oxford, as well as JAM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge. Bishop Gibbons with the ball on the left side. They go to Wiley straight away. Again, a pass to the interior, stolen, but Oxford did step out of bounds there with Ava Benjamin. So 42 seconds to go here in the half. Bishop Gibbons on the baseline will be looking to inbound the basketball, and they do. They get a three from the right wing corner. No, Wiley with a rebound, flailing wildly as she tried to put it back up, and she was fouled underneath, and the Oxford fans still not pleased with that call.
Well, I think they see her kind of with the flailing arms and kind of going there out of control, and sometimes as a basketball coach you think, oh, you're rewarding that player for being out of control. They weren't under control making a quality move to the basket, but Oxford just has to play with their arms straight up and make her make that tough shot when she's out of control.
Wiley gets the first shot at the line. She now has 8 points with 37 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Second shot for Wiley is good. So she has 9, and it's Oxford 37, Bishop Gibbons 26, with 30 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Pass to the interior now for Kyla Kelsey, and she's fouled at the left low block here for Oxford.
That'll be the fifth foul, so we'll be shooting two for Oxford.
Actually, it was Naomi Smith again. So Smith is fouled, and we'll head to the line. So the fifth team foul there on Bishop Gibbons. And again, this will be Naomi Smith to the line here for the Blackhawks. Her first shot is up and good. Again, great contributions as 7 different players have scored in the first half here for Oxford. Second shot is off the side of the rim on the right side. Rebound for Bishop Gibbons with 25 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Oxford leading at 38-26. Dietz into the corner. A three here is off the back of the rim. Rebound for Wiley as she chases it down. Wiley to the interior, and a call underneath here. A traveling violation. Okay.
Official on the sideline called it.
I'm not sure if they got the travel or the quick jump. Either way, Oxford can play for the last shot of the quarter here. Down to 10 seconds left. Finch on the right side. Floating one for Ava Benjamin. Inside for Kyla Kelsey. No, couldn't get the roll. And then a foul on the rebound underneath. Going to be on the Blackhawks. Well, that would have been a big bucket heading into the break there for Kelsey.
Yeah, and Oxford did a good job. Bishop Gibbons kind of extended their defense. They threw it out of the trap, hit the corner, had a cutter going to the basket. Just unfortunate on the finish.
So Bishop Gibbons will be heading to the line here, trying to slice into this Blackhawks lead with 5 seconds left in the second quarter. Other special sponsors for our broadcast today include Bartles Pharmacy in Oxford and New York State Assemblyman Joe Angelino. And the first shot at the line is up and good for Alarcon Mauricio. And the second one coming for her. And second shot too strong. Rebound picked up by Bishop Gibbons. 3 seconds left. Dietz lost it out of bounds, and that'll do it. Our halftime break, Oxford 38, Notre Dame Bishop Gibbons 27. We'll be back with our Marabito Energy Products halftime report, but the Blackhawks with a great start here in the state semifinals. Coach, real quick, your thoughts on an exciting first half. Good start for Oxford.
I thought the difference in the game was Oxford's bench. They probably have at least, I would say, probably 15 points coming off the bench there. They shot the ball well. They need to continue to do a good job of limiting Bishop Gibbons' second-chance opportunities at the defensive end.
State semifinals, halftime here. Oxford girls lead 38-27 over Notre Dame Bishop Gibbons. For Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today.
Be sure to like us on Facebook.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back to Hudson Valley. It's time for the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Marabito's been serving the community and keeping your family warm since 1927. At Marabito, our people make energy different. Oxford girls lead Notre Dame Bishop Gibbons from Section 2, 38-27 here at the halftime break. I'm now joined by WCDO intern Hannah Bonskowski, so we'll go through some stats here in a minute. First for Oxford, 17 points for Madeline Barrows in the first half. She was tremendous, hit some big shots early, that's for sure. Jossie Finch with 8 points, Kyla Kelsey with 7, and then 2 apiece for Naomi Smith, Ella Kelsey, and Ava Benjamin. On the other side here for Notre Dame Bishop Gibbons, 9 points apiece. That's the story from Mia Wiley as well as Angelina Dietz. And then 2 points apiece from Molly Moran, Tatum Levero, and Autumn Davis. And 1 point from Katie Alarcon Mauricio. So, Hannah B., what do we got Oxford-wise? What's Madeline's full stat line looking like to go along with those 17 points?
Madeline has 5 rebounds, 4 steals, and 2 assists. And she really has no fear in this gym. She's pulling from, like, 3 steps behind the college line just comfortably. She came with complete confidence walking onto the court, and that's really what Oxford needed, and that's what they need to maintain this lead.
Well, we were talking during the pregame, much like we saw a few weeks ago at SUNY Delhi, they have the 3 3-point lines here for the high school line, the old college line, the new college line. There's a lot of lines out there. Madeline's pulling, it doesn't matter. She's so far behind the college line, she's shooting from way back by the logo there, that chocolate milk logo, it seems. So she's off to a great start. What else sticks out for you on the Oxford side, rebounds-wise?
Kyla Kelsey has 3 rebounds. Naomi Smith also has 2 rebounds. Both of those players, they are hard on the boards. I remember from playing against them to the very first round of sectionals, you have to absolutely box those girls out. Another one is Tegan Manwarren, who also has 2 rebounds. She does a great job of doing all the little things. She's not really Oxford's scorer, but she gets those crucial rebounds, those important steals, and she always seems to find whoever the open person is. She only has 1 assist so far, but like in previous games, she's had a lot of assists finding Madeline on the outside or a girl cutting in. She does a great job of that.
On the other side, I'm curious to see what Mia Wiley has rebound-wise for Bishop Gibbons.
She's got a lot. She's got 7, as well as 2 assists and 1 steal.
Yeah, she's been tough on the inside. I don't think I'd want to meet those elbows anywhere near the low post right now.
I would not either. One thing that I did notice, though, I think you guys mentioned it before about taking a charge on her. She does a great job of getting her shoulder down, and she like lowers her body very well. I know personally if I was playing against her, every time I would try to take a charge, my coach would probably get mad at me because I'd be having a lot of blocks. But I feel like that's definitely the best way to get her out of the paint is get her into foul trouble so that she can't go as hard.
Hannah B., last question here. It's the last weekend of the high school basketball season. You're going to be going on to play at SUNY Morrisville next year. We're all excited for you. Can you believe that your high school season is done?
Not really. And I also can't believe that the team that ended my high school season is in the Final Four, which is kind of really cool. I was asked the other day at their last game, there was like, oh, what happened in that last game? Because it was, if anyone saw that score, it was very lopsided. And I was like, well, they're here, and it's a great opportunity for Oxford. I can't believe that the season's ending. I have a lot of friends still playing, so I'm wishing them lots of luck. Hopefully they'll end their season on a win.
Yeah, this would be great. So the Oxford girls leading at the half 38-27 over Bishop Gibbons. We'll take a break, but Hannah, thanks for coming on as always, and we'll see you in the postgame show.
Sounds good.
All right, again, Oxford 38, Bishop Gibbons 27. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC. Police at the scene? Request RC. They'll know who you mean.
When these things happen, you need to call RC Sales Service and Towing. For over 40 years, RC has provided fast, friendly towing and wrecker service. Ralphie's the most experienced tow guy out there. But best of all, he's the nicest tow guy on the road. So when your vehicle won't go, just call RC for a tow. 563-9299. That's 563-9299. RC Sales Service and Towing is located on Route 7 in Sydney. Keep that number handy in your phone or glove box, 563-9299.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works, our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
All right, we're starting the third quarter. Oxford with the ball, and Kyla Kelsey in the middle of the paint puts up a jumper and scores here for Oxford.
That was a beautiful move.
Great move, and Kyla Kelsey's now up to 9 points. As we're back underway in the second half, and the Oxford girls lead 40-27 here over Notre Dame Bishop Gibbons. A jumper in the paint there for Wiley is up and good from that left wing side. Wiley is going to continue to be a problem and a thorn in the side here of Oxford. Here is Madeline Barrows. She does have those three fouls, so we're going to keep an eye on that. Good pass to the interior here for Kyla Kelsey. No. Rebound for Bishop Gibbons. And the Golden Knights will bring it back down the floor here with 7 minutes to go in the third. They'll pass it to the left side, but a steal here by Ella Kelsey. Oxford going right to left. Ella takes it the length of the floor, got a good bump there. Oxford wanted a foul. Coach Palmer coming unglued a little bit there on the sideline. Ball out of bounds, going to stay with the Blackhawks.
I don't blame them. There was more contact or less contact in the first half on Oxford, and they were calling a foul on that, but that was a full, like, body foul on the drive to the hoop there.
Man Warren will work it in, finds a cutting Madeline Barrows. Her jumper from the right low block was no good, and a rebound for Bishop Gibbons. Here's Dietz in transition. A wild layup is up and good for Angelina Dietz. She has 11 points. And it's Oxford 40, Bishop Gibbons 31, with 6.5 to go in the third quarter. Right side of the floor now. Back out for Madeline Barrows. A deep three. It was well short, out of bounds, and going back to Bishop Gibbons. Oxford looked a little flustered there on that possession.
Yeah, one of the keys in a game like this, no pun intended here, is you can't have any lulls.
Right.
Like there can't be any long droughts of scoring the ball. So Oxford needs to get more lulls here.
Mia Wiley back down the floor, tries to go to the high post, intercepted by Ella Kelsey, but then taken back by Bishop Gibbons for Dietz in the right corner, and she's bodied there, and a foul on Kyla Kelsey.
See, that's what Coach Palmer's upset about. There was less contact there, and there's a foul, and down here it would have been a shooting foul.
6:12 to go in the third quarter here in the state semifinals, and it's Oxford 40. Bishop Gibbons, 31, live from Hudson Valley in Troy. They go to the interior. The shot is good for Wiley, and she's fouled at the left low block. And Mia Wiley is up to 13 points now. So it's 40-33, and the Golden Knights are trying to chip their way back in here, and a timeout's going to be taken by Oxford before the free throw. 6:10 to go in the third. We'll step away. Oxford 40, Bishop Gibbons 33. State semifinals today on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. Some other special sponsors for our broadcast today include Behe Funeral Home in Oxford, Morabito Gresham Insurance, Faber's Home and Kitchens in Oxford, as well as Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria in Oxford and Sydney. The foul shot is no good for Wiley. Dietz with a rebound on the right low block. Lost the handle, and Madeline Barrows comes away for Oxford. Tries a floating pass down low, but Bishop Gibbons slapped it out of bounds, and they couldn't get it through. Autumn Davis got her fingertips on that.
The one thing I liked in that timeout by Oxford, Coach Barrows, assistant coach for Oxford, came out and immediately put both hands down like towards the floor, like, hey, relax. We're up 7 points here. They're going to make a run. We just have to relax and play our game.
Here's Ava Benjamin, right side three for Oxford. Rolled in and out, and a rebound for the Golden Knights. And back down the floor they come as they go left to right. And now a reach-in foul here on Oxford. And the whistles are just not going Oxford's way at the moment with 5:50 to go in the third. And the Blackhawks on top 40-33.
Oxford has to get a stop here and then let's come down and get a basket.
Bishop Gibbons will work it in. They go to Wiley on the left side. Again, they're in the crimson with the gold trim. Back out to Dietz. A long college range three is off the mark. Rebound is loose underneath, scooped up out of bounds, and going back to Oxford here as it looks like it rolled out of bounds.
So there's the stop. Now they need to get a basket and just change the momentum.
And so Barrows will walk it down the floor. Oxford in the white with the red and black trim going right to left. They go to the top of the key. Here's Ella Kelsey, a floater in the lane, off the front of the rim, no, out of bounds, and going back to Bishop Gibbons. And now Oxford's gone cold to start the third quarter. They lead 40-33. And Notre Dame Bishop Gibbons will have the ball back. Angelina Dietz, 11 points for the Golden Knights, will bring it back down the floor. They try to pass to the interior. It's tapped away, but somehow they hold on to it. Bishop Gibbons to the high post. Another foul here on Oxford, I believe, on Kyla Kelsey. And that's four team fouls here on Oxford to start this third quarter. And did they get that on Madeline there, Coach?
Looks like it on the board. I would be questioning that. I didn't even think she was in the play.
According to the board, that could have been Madeline's fourth foul. And now a pass to the inside for Wiley. She hits the shot and scores. And she'll go to the line looking for a three-point play. And Bishop Gibbons has really come back to life here. Wiley now has 15, looking to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. And, yeah, Coach Palmer is over there asking, yeah. I don't think it could be on Madeline. So we'll have to keep an eye on that. I think she still has three.
Well, we won't know again until they...
Exactly.
So hopefully we don't get the opportunity to find that out because we want her in the game.
Wiley now has 16. She completes the three-point play. And it's a four-point game, 40-36. Madeline Barrows with a right baseline drive is fouled and will head to the line here trying to stop this cold streak for Oxford as they only lead by four now with 5:07 to go in the third.
If I was Coach Palmer, I'd be frustrated. Madeline just drove to the basket, got bodied three or four times on the way to the hoop, and then shot, and there was still not a whistle from the official on the sideline closest to the benches and by the official on the baseline. The far sideline official was the only one who blew the whistle and called that foul.
Barrows cannot get the first shot to go at the line. With 5:07 to go in the third, it's Oxford 40, Notre Dame Bishop Gibbons 36.
Oxford just needs to see that ball go in the basket, get some confidence.
Madeline goes 0 for 2, very rare. She's a 75% free throw shooter. It wouldn't go down. Dietz with a rebound in transition. Dietz for three on the right side. This would be a big one, and it's off the mark here for Bishop Gibbons. Rebound for Ava Benjamin of Oxford. Barrows down the left side, finds Ella Kelsey. Spots up for a three of her own. Yes, huge three there for Ella Kelsey for Oxford on the left side.
Great pass ahead by Madeline. Good shot. Oxford back on the board.
Oxford 43, Bishop Gibbons 36, 4.5 to go in the third here from Hudson Valley. The state final four, Wiley to the interior, misses a shot, out of bounds going back to Oxford, bounced off the hands there of Molly Moran, again with 4.5 to go in the third. Some other special sponsors today include New York State Assemblyman Joe Angelino, Bartles Pharmacy in Oxford, Delaware National Bank of Delhi, Canal Street Hardware of Oxford, as well as Shindello Federal Credit Union of Franklin. Here's Ella Kelsey down the right side of the floor now for Oxford again, going right to left. They find Barrows, front of her own bench on the right side. Three ball for Kelsey off the pass from Barrows. A little short and a rebound for Wiley underneath for Bishop Gibbons. And Wiley will walk it down the floor here across the logo at midcourt. Chance of defense from the Oxford fan section here to our right. Here's Dietz with a good hard baseline drive on the right side. No. Rebound underneath for Bishop Gibbons. They miss two opportunities, and then Barrows windexes the glass with a rebound. Barrows ahead for Ella Kelsey. Great extra pass for Kyla Kelsey. She has to rip one back out to Barrows for three. Yes, on the right side. And a long-distance shot is good for Madeline Barrows, and she has 20. Timeout for Oxford. We'll step away with 3:40 to go in the third. Oxford girls lead Notre Dame Bishop Gibbons 46-36. It's the state semifinals on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
3.5 to go in the third quarter, and the Oxford girls lead 46-36, and now another steal by Madeline Barrows. Bishop Gibbons tried to go to the interior, and Madeline came out of nowhere, stole that ball, and in transition fires a three on the left side, left it short. Oh, rebound for Wiley.
Got to be careful.
Wiley's going to try to take it to the rim, and she scores on a left-handed layup, but Barrows pretty much just had to let her go.
But that's a good decision there.
Well, we still truly don't know if Barrows has three or four fouls, so going to have to be careful the rest of the way. Here's Finch, the right side three in the corner for Jossie Finch, and she's got 11.
She's been huge off the bench today.
I got a text at halftime saying, who is the Finch girl? And she's showing up to play here today. It's 49-38. Into the paint. Here is Dietz. A shot off the back of the rim. No. A foul on the floor is going to be on Ava Benjamin on the rebound against Oxford. With 2:42 to go in the third, Oxford leads 49-38.
Well, Bishop Gibbons will go to the line here because that was Oxford's fifth team foul in the quarter.
2:40 to go here in the third, and it's Oxford 49, Bishop Gibbons 38. As to the line, and the first shot for Bishop Gibbons is no good. Just got a text from our good friend Greg Davey, who's done a million of these games up here at Hudson Valley, and he reminded me of a fun fact. Oxford hit 13 three-pointers with Sydney against Sydney this year. Barrows hit 8. So they're definitely a team that can shoot from the outside as Finch just hit that 3. Second shot there from Tatum Levero, and she gets that to go. So it's 49-39 with 2.5 to go in the third. Pull-up jumper from the left side for Oxford. No, Ella Kelsey, a rebound. She missed it but was hammered and is fouled, and Ella Kelsey will head to the line.
So how many threes do they have? 7 today?
I'll have to double-check my sheet here at our next break. But, yeah, they've shot very well in a facility that, as you said, sometimes you can come in here and you never know what you're going to get.
And, I mean, they're ahead by 10 points, and they certainly have gotten more than 10 points off their bench. They've got I think, 11 from Finch alone.
Yeah, Finch with 11 off the bench. Naomi Smith with 2. Yeah, they've done a good job. Ava Benjamin with 2 there. So they've gotten some solid contributions. And even, like, Abby Denz coming in has played some big minutes, even though she hasn't scored. Ella Kelsey misses the first one at the line. Second one coming. And Ella gets that to go. Ella with 6 points. Averages right around 10. I think it's 9.7 or so that she averages. It's Oxford 50 and Bishop Gibbons 39. Dietz on the baseline, dribbled it out of bounds, and she's trying to do everything she can for the Golden Knights. But they just find themselves back in a hole again after they dug all the way back to a 4-point deficit.
Yeah, these last 2 minutes are going to be big for Oxford. I sense Bishop Gibbons getting a little frustrated. You know, they've made a run there, and now Oxford has pushed the lead back out in front. So 2 minutes here, important for Oxford.
Here's Finch into the right corner. Now gets it back, reverses for Ella Kelsey. Foot was on the line for a long 2, bouncing high off the miss on the rebound, and Dietz was there to clean the glass. Boy, Ella Kelsey just went down hard as she was trying to run back on defense. Appears to be okay. And a shot here for Bishop Gibbons. No, a second chance. Also off the front of the rim. Third chance. Won't go down. Another rebound for Wiley. She's gotten 3 on this possession. And finally a rebound for Oxford. As Bishop Gibbons had 3 or 4 chances at it right there from point blank. And they couldn't score. 90 seconds to go in the third. It's Oxford 50, Bishop Gibbons 39. Ella Kelsey to the high post now for Kyla Kelsey. Back out deep 3 for Madeline Barrows. No good, but a rebound underneath by Abby Denz, and she's fouled. Boy, and Madeline took that one from about Smithville Flats. That was crazy.
I wonder how many people know where Smithville Flats is. I mean, all our listeners will, but, like, I think I know she just needs to move in just a little bit. I mean, she certainly has the range to shoot it from out there, but she's just a little short on those ones that she shoots from very deep.
Denz is at the line, hits the first shot for Oxford, making it 51-39. Second shot for Denz is good. And, Coach, we were talking about this at halftime with Hannah, the 3 lines. Do you think that creates that illusion again of having to shoot deeper?
No, I don't, especially because there's, like, the court is shaded differently, and it goes white, gray, white. So I think that makes you pick up the lines a little better.
Bishop Gibbons with a pass to the interior. They miss another point-blank shot from in close, and Finch with a big rebound underneath. With a minute to go in the third, Oxford on top, 52-39. Trying to earn a date tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. against Hammond from Section 10, who looked very good in the other semifinal. I know we've said that a few times. And now a foul as Barrows tried to take it into the teeth of the defense.
Good opportunity here for Oxford to run one of their out-of-bounds plays. Looks like they're going to come up and set a side screen for Madeline up at the right elbow to give her the right side of the court to operate here with about 48 seconds left here in the third quarter.
Coach, are you concerned if you're Coach Palmer, are you taking Madeline out this late in the third, maybe for some extra protection? They're going to leave her in, it looks like, obviously. But
I mean, if we get a stoppage here and there's free throws, yes, I'm taking her out. If not, I'm okay with leaving her in. She's a smart player. She knows to be smart and not pick up that foul.
Barrows passing down low. They'll skip it over for Man Warren. Barrows wants it back on the right side. Loads up a 3. No. Hit the right side of the rim. Bounce sky high. And then a rebound for Wiley. 20 seconds left. Barrows has got to be careful here late in the third not to pick up a silly one. Pass to the interior. Tapped away by guess who? Barrows. She rolled the dice there but got the steal. With 10 seconds left in the third. Oxford on top 52-39. Barrows right side. Leaving it off for Denz. Denz for a long 3. No, rattled in and out, and that'll do it for the third quarter. Oxford girls are 8 minutes away. They lead 52-39 over Notre Dame Bishop Gibbons, and we'll be back on WCDO.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
So the Oxford girls have a 52-39 lead over Bishop Gibbons as we hit the fourth quarter here. Madeline Barrows fires home 20 points for Oxford Academy. Again, it's their first time being here since 2003. Maybe we'll get another text from our friend Greg Davey. I know he was following that team. I believe he did that game up here as Oxford defeated Milford to win the Section 4 title that year. And it was a magical run for the Blackhawks, but it ended in the semifinal. They're trying to right the ship here today and advance to the championship game. They're 8 minutes away. Thanks for joining us here on WCDO. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski, GMU Athletic Director and longtime coach. Bishop Gibbons passing to the interior, and we got a foul underneath as they tried to float that ball inside to Wiley. Foul will be on Naomi Smith here for Oxford.
I think a key here for Oxford is I would have said in the timeout, hey, no threes this quarter, no threes. Run them off the three-point line.
Golden Knights with the ball to the left of the basket. They go to Dietz. Baseline drive for Dietz, and she's fouled at the left low block. She's been able to get to the rim nicely. Oxford has frustrated her, and now she'll earn a foul and head to the line. Next game up should be a great one. Union Springs, the girls from Section 4 taking on Randolph from out in western New York. Been told the Randolph team is very good, so maybe you can watch that one online or listen on ESPN Ithaca. Should be a great game following this. Dietz at the line, hits the first. So Dietz with 12. Makes it 52-40. Oxford girls on top here in the state semifinals. Dietz hits the second. And she has 13 now. Makes it 52-41 early in the fourth quarter. As Oxford's in the white with the red and black trim, they go right to left. And they'll go to the top of the key here for Dens. They'll swing run around for Ella Kelsey. And her floater is off the mark. Rebound is scooped up by Bishop Gibbons. And now we'll have a jump ball. And the arrow is going to keep it here with Oxford. And Maddie Barrow started the fourth quarter on the bench here, Coach. Now she's coming in.
Yeah, I think they just wanted to give her a little bit more of an extended rest. Not a bad move, and now she gets to come in when they have the ball, execute an out-of-bounds play, and hopefully get some points on the board.
Blackhawks will look to get it in. Kind of becomes a chess game with the time management, I would think, with Maddie having those fouls. And now a foul is called on Bishop Gibbons as Ella Kelsey had the ball at the top of the key, and they're going to get the Golden Knights here for a little bit of a hip check.
Also, it's a little bit easier when the score, you know, was 52-39. Hey, let's see how the first minute or so goes. Just give Madeline a few extra minutes, and hey, that's minutes that she doesn't have to play with the chance of picking up a foul.
Oxford again will get the ball in. Barrows at the top of the key. Bouncing one for Ella Kelsey on the baseline. The floater is good. Count it, and she's going to the line. She's fouled. And Ella Kelsey, who's been a key contributor for this team all year, is looking for the old-fashioned three-point play.
Nice, soft shot there. It hit the front of the rim. You'd think there was no way that ball could go in the basket, and it just kind of popped up and in. Nice, soft touch.
Yeah, Ella has been tremendous all season as one of the senior leaders for this team, and she gets the second to go.
And again, Oxford should be no three defense here.
I should say she got the and one to go. She now has 9 points. Dietz trying to answer for Bishop Gibbons. No. Rebound for guess who? Ella Kelsey. And Oxford girls lead 55-41 over Notre Dame Bishop Gibbons with 6:50 to go in the fourth quarter. And now a foul on the Golden Knights at half court. And Alarcon Mauricio with a reach in there.
Something to pay attention to here. 6:49 left to go in the game. And Bishop Gibbons already has 3 team fouls in the quarter. So Oxford should try to attack the basket, put some pressure on their defense. If they collapse and have a kick out for three, that would be good. But getting a foul could get you to the line here.
Oxford with the ball. They go to the interior here for Kyla Kelsey. Great baby hook in the paint over a much taller defender, and she finishes. 11 now for Kyla Kelsey. And Oxford leads 57-41 with 6.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Pass to the interior here for Bishop Gibbons. Travel. And a traveling violation. And the Blackhawks continue to build this lead, and Bishop Gibbons falling deeper and deeper into a hole here in the state semifinals.
I love those braids on Naomi there.
Yes. Yeah, that's her hair is fantastic. I mean, that's halfway down her back, or more. I mean, halfway down her legs, I should say. It's quite a long braid. 6:20 to go here in the fourth, and Oxford leading 57-41. Some other special sponsors today include UHS Shenango Memorial Hospital of Norwich and UHS Delaware Valley Hospital in Walton. Ella Kelsey again taking it into the heart of the defense and is fouled. This time she couldn't get the shot to go.
Early, every time Oxford tried to drive the baseline, Bishop Gibbons was trapping. I think Oxford has picked up on that. I don't know if it was the coaches or the kids themselves picked up on it, but now when they attack the baseline, they just go hard. There's no hesitation, and it doesn't allow Bishop Gibbons to trap them there. That's why they're getting some of these opportunities at the rim.
So Ella gets the first shot to go. She has 10 and hits the second one. She's got 11. Greg did write back to me. Oxford lost in 03 to Pine Valley. And Margot Barrows called the game with him. She was 8.5 months pregnant with Maddie's older sister. It all comes around here. And she's on the bench today helping out as an assistant coach. Pass to the interior for Bishop Gibbons is good. Up and in for Mia Wiley. She's got 20. And it's 59-43. I got one of Margot's classic hugs today when I came in, you know, where she squeezes the breath out of you.
Yep.
Boy, she's tough. And you see where Madeline gets it from. Right side of the floor now for Ella Kelsey on a drive. Boy, she gets hammered, and Ella's going back to the line for Oxford again with 5:35 to go in the fourth, and she is making a living right now at the foul line.
Yeah, and she's relentless attacking that baseline today.
So Ella Kelsey with 11 points started slow today, but has picked up a bunch here in the second half. And from way back early in the season when we were watching Oxford, I remember being at the Edmiston Christmas tournament this year, and Ella had a heck of a performance there against South Courtright as she hits the first shot here. She's now got 12, and it's like that's the key for Oxford this year. Yes, you have Madeline, but it's all these pieces around her. Kelsey, the second shot, in and out. Rebound out of bounds, going to stay with Oxford. Last touched by the Golden Knights.
And Ella Kelsey really has done a good job of taking control here in the second half. If you recall, when Oxford was in that little drought, that little lull we talked about, she's the one that buried the three-pointer. And here in the fourth quarter, she's taking control of the offense as well. So stepping up big time here in the state semifinal.
5.5 to go in the fourth, and it's Oxford 60, Bishop Gibbons 43. And then a pass down low to Kyla Kelsey. We got a jump ball. It's going back to Bishop Gibbons. Also just got a text from our old friend Megan Scholes, who used to write for the Evening Sun. And she goes, try playing against Margot. I said, oh, boy, no thanks. 5:24 to go in the fourth. Oxford 60, Bishop Gibbons 43. We'll take a break. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. 5:25 to go in the fourth quarter. Great hearing everybody who's listening online today at WCDOsports.com. We appreciate that. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. 5:20 to go in the fourth. It's Oxford. The girls leading 60-43 over Notre Dame Bishop Gibbons from here in Section 2. trying to book a date to the state championship game tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. against Hammond from Section 10. That's way up in the Adirondacks. Good pass from Bishop Gibbons to the back door, and Paige Moran was able to put that home off a great pass there from Mia Wiley. Barrows splits the defense, goes to the interior, gets blocked, gets it back, blocked again, but is fouled at the left low block here, and Madeline will head to the line. 17 points in the first half, only 20 total right now, but she's been doing a little bit of everything.
Yeah, last trip to the line, she came up empty, so let's see if she takes her time here. Deep breath, finish up on your toes, over the front of the rim.
So Madeline will step in at the line, and her first shot is good. So Madeline now with 21.
And we just got an update from Hannah B., the statistician, that she is up to 10 rebounds, so a double-double for Madeline today.
In the state semifinals, we wouldn't expect any less from Barrows, and she goes 2 out of 2 at the line. 22 now for Madeline Barrows. And Madeline comes in averaging about 20.5 on the season. She has 533 points this year. She's averaging 9.4 rebounds a game, 3.8 assists, 2.9 steals, and she's made 71 threes coming into today's game. 4:45 to go in the fourth. It's Oxford 62, Notre Dame Bishop Gibbons 45. Here is Dietz, left side, trying to keep Bishop Gibbons alive. Missed the three, and Finch, who's been the hero off the bench today with a rebound. She might be on her way to a WCDO postgame award. She's been great. 4:25 to go in the fourth. Oxford 62, Bishop Gibbons 45. High post, Barrows. Little turnaround shot for Madeline is good. 24 now for Madeline Barrows.
And Hannah B. just let me know that Madeline has 7 steals. So in the last 4 minutes, if she can come up with 3 steals, she'd have a triple-double.
4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Oxford 64, Bishop Gibbons 45. Ball went into the left corner, rolled out of bounds. Looks like it will stay. Looks like it'll stay here with Bishop Gibbons. So they head over to the scorer's table here to sort something out. 4:04 to go here in the fourth. I believe they just fixed a little issue with the shot clock there. Pass to the interior for Wiley. She fell over, threw it away, and Ella Kelsey will come up with it. And ahead now for Madeline Barrows, a floater in the paint. Boy, she got the shooter's touch on that, hit the back of the rim, and then dropped in.
Oxford has done a nice job inside when Bishop Gibbons kind of gets out of control, going to the basket of just kind of playing with hands up here in the second half.
26 now for Madeline Barrows. She scoops up a rebound off a miss here from Dietz, and Oxford's in full control, 66-45. Threading the needle, a pass ahead here from Barrows to Ella Kelsey, but she lost control of it. Wiley will scoop up the loose ball. Wiley trying to go coast to coast, and there's the charge. Kyla Kelsey, who's been fighting toe-to-toe down low all day with Mia Wiley, finally gets that charge with 3:25 left, and Oxford on top, 66-45. Sacrificing the body late in the game here.
Bishop Gibbons' coach was not happy because he felt like she was still moving, but a lot of people don't understand. You can still be moving on an offensive foul, the defender. You just got to have legal guarding position.
Yeah, I thought that was a great, well-done job there by Kyla Kelsey. 3:20 to go in the fourth. Oxford on top, 66-45. 3 minutes away from a berth in the state finals. Finch with a great pump fake to the interior, and boy, she's fouled hard here on the left low block. Appears to be okay. We got a technical foul underneath here on Bishop Gibbons after the play. With 3:13 to go in the fourth. So we're going to be shooting a lot of foul shots here. And Wiley, I think, just said something after the play and was immediately teed up by the referee underneath the hoop. Frustration here for Notre Dame Bishop Gibbons.
Yeah, I think she was also frustrated with the charge down at the other end. And then, you know, it was clearly a foul here. And then, like you said, after they blew the whistle, she clearly said something.
Timeout is taken. We'll keep it right here. Finch appears to be just fine with 3:13 to go in the fourth. She's back over in the huddle, getting a drink here, and we'll have some foul shots when we come back. Oxford leading 66-45. And again, some more special sponsors today include Mirabito Gresham Insurance, Behe Funeral Home in Oxford, Stonehouse Automotive also in Oxford. the Delaware National Bank of Delhi, Circle of Life Ambulette of Hobart, and Shandello Federal Credit Union of Franklin. And so this will send Finch to the line out of the timeout. So these must be the original foul shots first here, Coach. What do you think? Nobody else is on the line, so.
Yes, it would be the original foul shots for the shooting foul.
So she missed the first one. Finch, the second one. No, she left it short. So now we're going to have some tech.
Now we'll have the two technical free throws. And then Oxford should have the ball. A lot of people don't understand. You don't think it would be different. They don't change the height of the hoop. They don't change where the line is for a technical foul. But when there's nobody around the free throw line, it's kind of different. And you say, well, geez, you practice that all the time. But you're so into the flow of the game and you're expecting other people to be there, it's just different enough that all of a sudden it becomes something that you're not familiar with.
So Finch missed both. Barrows just went one out of two. So it's a 67-45 game now. So I'm sure they would have liked to have gotten a few more points there, but they do have the ball at midcourt with a hefty lead here, 67-45 with 3:10 to go in the fourth.
I expect them to burn some clock here because of this time, score, and situation.
Man Warren with the ball. They go to Finch at the top of the key. Finch in front of the Oxford bench, right side now for Man Warren. The jumper is just a little short. Rebound and an outlet pass for Wiley. And she's going full tilt to the hoop. But Kyla Kelsey with great defense, chasing her down from behind and knocked it out of bounds. Well done.
Yeah, great hustle there by Oxford. I think Madeline was going to just let her go because she didn't want to pick up a foul. But I don't think the Bishop Gibbons player knew that there was an Oxford player coming from behind.
Make sure you stay tuned for our post-game show coming up. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game, brought to you by NBT Bank, Marabito Gresham Insurance, and ACCO Brands of Sydney. On the inbounds, a steal now by Oxford. We'll see how official that was for Hannah B. down there, who she'll give that one to. With 2:45 to go in the fourth, it's Oxford 67, Bishop Gibbons 45. Barrows all couldn't get to that pass in time. Dietz will steal it, and the breakaway layup is good for Dietz, and she has 15. Timeout's going to be taken here by Bishop Gibbons. 2.5 to go in the fourth. Oxford leads 67-47, and we'll be back on WCDO.
Mallinckrodt Pharmaceuticals of Hobart is a proud supporter of high school basketball on WCDO. Mallinckrodt wishes great success to our local teams in the Tri-County area. We also offer numerous full and part-time employment opportunities for Tri-County area residents and beyond. To learn more, visit mallinckrodt.com. Mallinckrodt cheers on our local teams and local athletes in all sports and is happy to sponsor live basketball game coverage on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you here on WCDO. Also, a big shout-out to everyone listening on WCDOsports.com. And we have Hannah B., the WCDO intern here. She's done a great job all year long. She's been with us through the fall and now the winter season and into the spring. She'll also be playing some Armadillos AAU. So Hannah will get to team up with Madeline Barrows, who will be playing with us in a couple of weeks, our first tournament's in 2 weeks. So I like this. It's good practice for Madeline here to stay fresh for AAU.
I think you have a couple other Armadillos here this weekend.
We do. We have some a girl from Union Springs that's still playing. So, yeah, it's going to be a fun spring season. A pass down low. Madeline Barrows again finding Kyla Kelsey, and she finishes. 13 now for Kyla. And it's 69-47. And, oh, they're going to count the bucket here for Wiley with 2:15 left as she bowled over Ella Kelsey and then was able to put that shot in. 22 now for Mia Wiley.
And I believe she also has 12 rebounds.
Yeah, she's been tough. You got to give her a lot of credit. She misses the foul shot. And the ball loose on the floor. Ava Benjamin's down there and called the timeout.
Yeah, Madeline called the timeout.
2:09 left. Oxford 69. Notre Dame Bishop Gibbons 49. We'll step away for 30 seconds on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you here. 2:09 to go in the fourth, and Oxford leads 69-49. 2 minutes away from a berth in the state championship game tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. We will have that game for you here on CDO if they finish this off. Ella Kelsey on a great pass from guess who? The Wizard, Madeline Barrows. Ella Kelsey now with 14. She's really turned it on here in the second half. And it's Oxford 71, Notre Dame Bishop Gibbons 49. And they'll pass the ball down low as the Golden Knights trying to work it around here in the final minute and a half. They've had a great season. They take a shot from the outside. They were a team that certainly had a tough schedule, had to work their way through sectionals. They were down in several games and had big comebacks to get here today, but they'll just come up a little bit short. As then off the bench, Elizabeth Knapp with a layup here for Oxford, and she scores. And another timeout's going to be taken by Notre Dame Bishop Gibbons. Oxford 73, Bishop Gibbons 49 with a buck 20 to go. Again, we'll step away for 30 seconds on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. I'm getting a lot of great feedback here with a minute 20 to go in the fourth, and Oxford on top here in the state semifinals, 73-49. A lot of people reaching out on Twitter saying, thanks for doing the game. We're listening from out of town, so we really appreciate it. Some of the Barrows family writing in saying that they're listening down in the D.C. area, so we appreciate that. They said they're fully aware of how the hugs come from Marco. And she was pretty fired up during one of those timeouts, Coach. She was out there waving her hands to get the Oxford crowd going. You got to love it. 1:09 to go here in the fourth. Oxford leads 73-49. Bishop Gibbons with the ball on the baseline. They'll work it in. Playing tough to the final whistle here. A shot down low is up and good on the right low block from Molly Moran. Makes it 73-51 with a minute to go in the fourth quarter. Oxford now with the ball. They've gotten some of the reserves in here in the last couple of minutes, and a jumper is good for Bailey Cheesebro. Hits that shot to make it 75-51 with 45 seconds to go here in the fourth. And Oxford is going to get a chance to play for the state championship tomorrow. This is incredible for the Blackhawks. A three for Bishop Gibbons in the corner is up and good for Katie Alarcon-Mauricio. And she now has 4 points on the morning. 75-54 with 25 seconds left. Shot on the interior. Rolls in and out here for Cadence Gallo. Bishop Gibbons with a rebound. Down to 15 seconds left. The Oxford fans are on their feet. Their student section dressed for St. Patrick's Day here in all green. Bouncing up and down. They got the Oxford flag down there. 5 seconds left. And Oxford's going to do it. 75-54. The Oxford girls are headed to the state championship game tomorrow. They will take on Hammond from Section 10 at 10 a.m., which will be a whale of a matchup, Coach.
Yeah, it should be a good game. Both teams very athletic. Could come down to who shoots the ball better. And, you know, you're at this far, who knows what could happen. So you go out there and you give it your best shot and let the chips fall where they may.
Not many teams get to play on the final day of the season. The Oxford girls are going to get that chance. So they win 75-54. We'll be back in just a minute with the post-game show. Oxford girls are headed to the state championship game on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back to Hudson Valley Community College as the Oxford girls, they top Notre Dame Bishop Gibbons from Section 2, 75-54 to advance to the New York State Class D Girls Basketball Championship game on Sunday at 10 a.m. We'll welcome Hannah B. in here to the postgame show. We're going to go through some stats, but the Oxford girls, for the first time in school history, are going to the state championship game. They'll take on Hammond from Section 10, which is deep up in the Adirondacks. Tomorrow morning, right back here at Hudson Valley at 10 a.m. If you want to come up tomorrow, you can buy tickets online, gofan.co. You got to buy your tickets in advance. It's all online, gofan.co. Or you can stay home, listen to WCDO or WCDOsports.com. We're going to have that game for you tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. So just like we did today, you can tune back in. It's all thanks to our special sponsors. So certainly join us tomorrow morning if you can't make it up here. All right, we're going to go through the scoring summary for Oxford here. A game-high 27 points for Madeline Barrows. She was fantastic today. 14 for Ella Kelsey, 13 for Kyla Kelsey, 11 for Jossie Finch off the bench, 2 for Naomi Smith, for Ava Benjamin, Bailey Cheesebro, Elizabeth Knapp, and Abby Denz, all again with the 2 points today. So we're going to welcome back in Hannah B. All right, let's get Madeline Barrows' final totals today. 27 points. What about the rest of it?
The rest of her stat line looks great. She has 11 rebounds. Unfortunately, just 9 steals. I was really hoping she was going to get another one in the last few minutes. And she has 7 assists as well.
Wow, so a fantastic game for Madeline Barrows as the Oxford girls are coming off the court now. They're heading off to the locker room. They're getting some high fives from the Blackhawk mascot. Some of the family are coming down to the ropes here and getting some high fives as the girls go off from their semi-final victory here today. All right, so how about Ella Kelsey? 14 points. How about the rest of it?
She's got 2 rebounds and 5 assists.
Excellent night for her. And Kyla Kelsey, 13 points. What'd she end up with?
4 rebounds. She always does a great job of getting rebounds, so that's actually pretty a small number for her. And 1 steal and 2 assists as well.
And Jossie Finch was great off the bench. 11 points. Anything else for her stick out?
She's got 3 rebounds, 1 steal, and 2 assists.
Anything else on your list that you wanted to point out for Oxford?
Not too much other than the fact that everybody that played today, they're all filled in on all 3 parts of my stat sheet. So Oxford really just works together well. They all do their part, and I hope they can put up a good fight tomorrow.
For Notre Dame Bishop Gibbons, I just want to go through Mia Wiley, 22 points. How many rebounds for her?
12 rebounds.
Yeah, so a double-double for Wiley. She was tremendous. 15 points for Angelina Dietz. Anything for her up top there on the list?
5 rebounds and 1 assist and 1 steal.
Excellent. So that is the top 2 players there for Notre Dame Bishop Gibbons from Section 2. They end their season losing to Oxford, and so the state championship game will be Oxford taking on Hammond from Section 10. Let's go through our three awards now. First, to wrap up the broadcast here, is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, always supporting local high school sports on WCDO. And for more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Easy choice today, Madeline Barrows, 27 points. She had the double-double, almost a triple-double. She was tremendous. Hannah, you've played with Madeline. You've played against her. What makes her so tough out there?
I mean, I played with her back during the COVID year. We would have AAU practice together, and nobody ever wanted to guard her, so of course I was the one that ended up being like, Hannah, you just guard Madeline. She's very shifty, so it's hard to read which way she's going to go. And, you know, it's difficult because there are some players you can give a lot of room to because they're just drivers, and some you have to get closer to because they're just shooters. Madeline can do both, and her range has improved so much that you just have to know where she is all the time. Even on the other side of half court, you have to know where she is because she can create something for another player. Really, she's just an all-around great player.
Next up is the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDL, and they wish our local team success this season. We're going to go with Ella Kelsey today, those 14 points. She always seems to find a way to get it done. And when you're playing Oxford, Hannah, you can't just focus on Madeline because of a player like Ella Kelsey. She'll burn you.
Exactly. I remember back to when we played her. She actually guarded me for most of the game. She does a great job of keeping her person in front of her while they're playing. And she's just as dangerous on the other side of the court. You know, she gets in Madeline's vision and makes those difficult cuts and finishes those layups that are crucial.
And lastly, today we'll have the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. We wanted to go with Jossie Finch off the bench, 11 points. The last couple of games, we've seen her come in and just make huge contributions. So the Oxford bench, Hannah, really doing a nice job stepping up, and it just takes all the pressure off of everybody else.
Definitely. That spark off the bench is what these kinds of games need, because when the starters are getting tired, if there's a run that's happening, being able to look to your bench is just as important as being able to look to your starters. You know, sometimes it's not about who starts the game, but it might be about the spark off the bench. So she definitely was the spark off the bench today for Oxford.
Well said. Well said. So the Oxford girls are moving on to the state championship. They win today 75-54 over Notre Dame Bishop Gibbons. Again, Union Springs girls are warming up right now. They're taking on Randolph from out in western New York. If you want to watch that game, they have it on the NFHS network. You could also listen online at the ESPN Ithaca radio station. Those guys are so awesome. They do a great job covering the western part of Section 4. This Union Springs team is so much fun to watch. They're big, they're strong, they're physical, they're athletic. I can't wait to just sit here for the next couple hours and watch them. We'll finish up our stats. If you're looking for more information, follow me on Twitter, at Nate Lull, or you can go to my website, natelull.com. And don't forget that we do record these games. We'll have it up soon on WCDOsports.com and our game audio archive that's brought to you by SFCU. We'll be recognizing all our special sponsors again tomorrow during the championship game at 10 a.m. So, Hannah, thanks for your help today.
You're welcome.
We'll wave goodbye to Greg Bonskowski, our color commentator for today as well. A big thank you to all the guys back at the station, Craig Stevens, and, of course, Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer. He'll be helping us tomorrow as well. Oxford girls are headed to the New York State Class D Girls Championship game tomorrow at 10 a.m. Make sure you tune in for that. We'll see if we can get an interview with Coach Palmer tonight, so we'll have that for you. And we'll see you tomorrow from Hudson Valley on WCDO Sports.
WCDO and WCDO-FM, Sydney, W222CR, Norwich.